By 2030, NASA would like to see planes that burn 60 to 70% less fuel, pollute less, and are quieter than 2005 models. Scientists say achieving those goals calls for lightweight materials, better aerodynamics, new kind of fuels, and alternative aircraft configurations. In NASA's huge transonic dynamics wind tunnel, engineers are testing a new design of airplane wing made of a composite material that is considerably lighter than the industry standard, aluminum alloy. Senior aerospace engineer Robert C. Scott says in the future, wings will likely be made out of materials like this.
With advances in materials, advances in design analysis capability, and the need for higher efficiency, you end up with, you're driving yourself toward very lightweight designs.
One of those designs is the long truss-supported wing, says project scientist Richard Waltz.
That allows you to stiffen the wing, keep the wing thin, grow the span to reduce drag.
If someone decides to build one of those advanced configurations, they will be able to use the results of tests done by NASA. In another part of the center, researchers are testing a new way of manufacturing composite materials. Instead of aligning the fibers in straight, parallel lines, these fibers are molded around the points of heavy load, explains materials research engineer Karen Teminger.
And that allows the fibers to continue to carry load all the way around the corners instead of being interrupted if we cut that out of a straight aligned composite.
Teminger says new structural designs will allow manufacturers to reduce the weight of airplanes and make them more energy efficient. NASA researchers also want to reduce the pollution that comes out of airplane engines, says Faye Collier, who manages the Environmentally Responsible Aviation Project.
We want to take advantage of alternative fuels and the emergence of alternative fuels, and we want to design advanced combustors to minimize the output of what I call oxides of nitrogen.
To learn what's in the exhaust of an airplane burning a mixture of petroleum and alternative-based fuel, NASA scientists fly a second plane right behind the first one. Onboard sensors measure the percentage of pollutants contained in different fuel mixtures. Project scientist Richard Waltz says NASA is constantly looking for ways to revolutionize aviation.
We hope to find technologies that we can accelerate forward through the research, but other technologies, you know, they may not be possible for 20 or 30 years. They're just an idea.
In the meantime, he says, there are incremental improvements moving the aviation industry towards better, safer, and more efficient aircraft. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.